Hello, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Dr. Sherman.
How are you?
Pretty good. I have a question. Actually, I have a lot of questions, but one is there a book that's pretty up-to-date and inclusive of, because my question was going to be about trying to make berberine from Oregon grape, what's in tomatoes. Is there a book out there that... because we don't have internet for like the green letter and all that other stuff that I could maybe find or that you know of that shows or talks about actually making certain things in the proper dose and if it's a tincture or if it's a tea. Is there something like that out there?
Well, that's a great question that I'm not sure I'm able to answer. The extracting the berberine, I'm not really aware of the exact process for that. And, you know, it might be a really simple thing, but, you know, and I'm sure if you were to take a Oregon grape root plant or even golden seal, or there's a Asian herb called coptis, which also has a lot of berberine. You know, those particular plants you could harvest and make tinctures out of. I can help you make a tincture, of course, but as far as extracting the berberine, I'm not sure how exactly that is done. It's a really good
question.
Right.
No, not really. In a sense, extracting, but when you say you could help me make a tincture,
yes.
Would you just be boiling that down, or?
Well, probably the easiest way is, you know, you harvest the plant, make sure you've got the actual plant you're looking for, and then you hang it upside down in your garage for, you know, I would say a good week or two to let it dry out. And if you hang it upside down, of course, the fluid in the plant all settles in the leaves and the top part. So that way you can get more out of it, and it leaves the roots, obviously. So at that point, when it's good and dry, then you kind of stuff it into a gallon jug with a, you know, kind of a wide lid to it. And depending on how much alcohol you can purchase, it, you know, it gets a little expensive. That's why the cost of tinctures can be high sometimes. But you know, you fill up the jug with your plant, and then you add the alcohol directly to it. Okay, yeah. And you know, let's say you have a quart jar, and you've stuffed a lot of your leaves in that quart jar, and you fill up the quart jar with vodka. Vodka is probably the best. Some people use grain alcohol, but you really don't need to do that.
Right.
And 80-proof vodka can work. So now here's the interesting part. Now, if you have a ratio of 1-to-1 plant to vodka, you're getting close to what's called a fluid extract, and it's a much stronger potency than normally what you're purchasing in the health food store. Because when you look at the tinctures that are made in health food stores, you know, you'll look at the label and it'll say, oh, this is a tincture 1-to-4 or 1-to-8 or even like 1-to-32. Right. Those are pretty weak. Now, by making your own, the you get close to like a 1-to-1 ratio or a 1-to-2. So that's really beneficial, and over time, you know, you're making it at a much more powerful level. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention is you've added the vodka to the plant. You want to seal it off, and then twice a day you want to just agitate that bottle. You know, just turn it upside down or shake it up, and that kind of mixes things a little bit more to expose more of the alcohol to the plant, you know, cellulose to help extract everything. So At the end of 3 weeks, then you remove the plant material, you know, and sometimes it looks white or, you know, fairly depleted. Right. And then you you can run the solution that you've made through a filter, like a cheesecloth or even a coffee filter, to get all the little residue out, and voila, there you go. You've got your own tincture. And I'll give you a little example. I had a patient a few months ago. She made her own ginger tincture, and she just found it incredibly powerful as an anti-inflammatory. Her her C-reactive protein levels dropped in her blood from like 13 down to 1, just doing ginger extract that she made herself. So it can be really fun and worthwhile for you.
What was the levels in her blood that dropped?
It's called C-reactive protein. It's a measure of systemic inflammation in the body.
Right.
And
right.
It's one of those things we often measure at the clinic to see how inflamed a person is, and which ultimately, you know, can cause arthritis and gastrointestinal problems and brain fog, right, and all kinds of things, skin rashes. But she was able to reduce it just by making a ginger tincture, which you know, she just took daily and added to her water. It was pretty phenomenal.
That's great. Can I ask you a real quick question? If it
yes.
would be a quick answer. Wife just got some stuff from a friend called Cholestop, and she got it like through Costco. When it comes to cholesterol and just, you know, and eradicating the bad cholesterol, is there one herb out there that would actually help that you know of?
An herb versus a nutrient, you mean?
Well, vice versa, either one, yeah.
Well, probably the most consistent results you would get is through red yeast rice. There's a lot of research showing, 1,200 milligrams twice a day dramatically drops cholesterol. Now, cholesterol, you know, it's only part of the equation as far as cardiovascular disease, but it represents maybe 25% of the progression into strokes and heart disease. So it's definitely worth looking at, but it's not the end all. And of course, you want to promote your HDL levels too, and not just drop all of it. So, but I would say red yeast rice is by far the most potent. Sometimes pycnogenol can also work well. There's also a plant, speaking of plants, called Google, G-U-G-G-E-L, not the web browser, but Google the plant, and that has it's sort of an Ayurvedic plant that has been shown to also reduce cholesterol.
Sure,
and
sure.
Most people can tolerate that very well.
Well, I'm going to have her go with me this next time to donate blood too.
Uh-huh.
Because that
that will definitely help. Yeah.
Oh yes, I listen to Dr. Wright, and I'm at the age now where I finally, okay, I'll go to a doctor. I'm almost 60, so my cholesterol is high, and hey, I went and donated blood a couple times, and bam, it took it right down.
Oh, there you go. That's great.
Yes, it
definitely works. All right, Charlie, thanks for your call. Hope that works for you.
Thanks.